It's time to talk about the game they play in heaven with our man, Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are you this morning, Weeksy?
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody.
Mate, what's happening with juniors in our local area?
Yeah, we'll tidy it all up next week, but it's great to see that I was up at Scone yesterday, and we've got plenty of teams out there having a bit of a lash, caught up with Renee Park and a few other characters. And congratulations to Gary Walks, Renee Park, and everybody that's been involved with it. Caught up with Nick Rees from the Crendai Rugby Club as well, so there's been some great numbers, some real increase, especially in that age group between about 12 and also 18. So they had their grand finals last week for the North West Regional Youth, and it's great to see Scone win some of the finals, and Crendai win a grand final as well. Also, of course, congratulations goes out in the Central West to the likes of the Orange Emus and also the Parks Boars on winning their premierships out there. Fantastic effort, and the Bathurst Bulldogs cleaned up in the lower grades as well. Well, I was up in Tamworth on Saturday to see how things went there, with Walker finally winning that premiership after three or four grand finals in a row in Central North to help themselves to the New England grand final. So it was well run and won.
Now, in the Shoot Shield, I noticed the Wildfires had a tough one against the Rats over the weekend. The good news is Randwick had a win. Sadly, Southern District, another loss, mate.
Well, North are finally getting their act together, which is interesting to see, considering I think the TV game on Saturday on Channel 62 will actually be North up against Sydney University.
Ooh.
But we've got our Subbies Day, which has got us up against Manly. So that should be a bit of fun. If you get to see southerndistricts.com.au, you get to see the fantastic jumper with all our sub-districts clubs. Unlike some other Shoot Shield clubs, at least we put something back into the game at the grassroots. But we can reveal to you in some shape or form that part of the fund that's going to be hopefully for next year is at least one game at home for every Shoot Shield club. They'll be playing out in the country. So we'll get some more details and tell you more about that next week.
Oh, that is fantastic. I'm really looking forward to that. Hopefully we'll see the Galloping Greens up here in the Hunter. That'd be nice.
Yeah, just absolutely destroy the game, but there you go.
A couple of tests. In fact, the tests are coming to Newcastle. There's going to be two really good games. I'm looking forward to getting to see that.
Yeah, now we've got a couple of exclusives here. First off the bat, it looks like there's going to be a massive, massive push of international rugby in this particular area. I'll leave you a bit of a clue. Of course, last week the Wallabies were training at Cessnock. A little bit frustrated they couldn't get out and mix with the masses and come up to the game and thing at Scone.
Yeah.
But, of course, they flew out on Friday to be part of the Blurslow, which is next week. So they're currently stuck indoors deliberately by the All Blacks not to be able to try and win their first test in Wellington next week. But look out for that to be a big story where there'll be some international rugby of some note in this particular area. Also, interesting to see at the end of the year, the Waratahs would have actually toured America and Japan, seeing as we would have had no NRC.
Yeah.
So the Shoot Shield is not quite up to scratch. Waratahs were looking at something else. But that should be in the pattern for the next 5 years now. We have no NRC. But great to see on the 28th of November, as we said to you before, we've basically got the test match we would have had earlier in the year with the Pumas and also the Wallabies. But the big prize for some people will be see the Springboks and also the All Blacks. So while they continue on their merry way in New Zealand with the Mitre 10 Cup on Fox Sports, it's good to see that all the teams in South Africa have played each other in Super Rugby. They're going to do that over the next couple of weeks to prepare their players to come out and play for the Springboks and the Rugby Championships. That, of course, starts on the 7th of November. But I've given you a little bit of a tease as to what might happen as well. But we'll leave that for next week and see how we go.
Looking forward to this. So the doubleheader at Newcastle, that's a doubleheader on the night or the weekend?
It'll be on the Saturday. So it'll be on the Saturday, the 28th of November. And that'll be a fantastic opportunity. Hopefully by then we'll have a full stadium, because of course this weekend we have 50% stadiums for other sports.
Yes.
So we should be able to hopefully within that month get us all cleaned up.
Absolutely, it's a great community and we always know what's going on in the world of rugby with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. We'll catch up and speak next week. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Beth.